Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this episode we are going to be looking at news from around the crypto metaverse, from major crypto market movers to really big NFT sales. First though, let's get into Gala Games and their really big market news that happened earlier this week. So just a couple days ago, it came out that Gala Games has their main token, Gala, getting listed on Binance, which is huge. Binance is probably the biggest exchange in the world. Them and Coinbase are pretty much the two main players. So as soon as this happened, Gala got shot up all the way up to like over 7 cents a coin, which for about a month it had been holding between 2 and 3 cents, pretty steady, especially since earlier this year it was below 1 cent. But as of right now, it's kind of settled down to 4.8 cents, which is still really good. I would expect it to probably end up settling at about 4 cents. But as someone who owns quite a bit of Gala, I really don't plan on selling it anytime soon. There is so much more going on at Gala Games than just this listing. They only have one of their games currently out, and one of their other games is currently going through a beta test, Spider Tank, but that game should get released pretty soon, I would think probably before the end of this year, and there is a ton more going on. They also have Mirandus coming out probably in a couple years, Fortified, which is a tower defense game. They also announced earlier this year that a space MMO, Echoes of Empire, is also going to be coming out maybe next year or the year after that. So there's a ton still happening at Gala Games, and this is one of those projects that I feel like could really go places. They have one of the most legit teams set up, and I would put them in sort of the same category as Alluvium or Axie as far as projects that could be around for the next decade. On the NFT side of things, Aurori, which is a game that I talked about a few weeks ago, they just had their first NFTs go for sale. They had 10,000 of them put up for sale, and they sold out within 3 seconds, which is just crazy. They had over 55,000 visitors, so at that time they could be purchased for 6SOL, which stands for Solano, which a lot of people know has also been blowing up, which people at the time thought was kind of a lot for minting a new NFT. At that time it was like $600 or $700 that it was going to cost you to get one of these NFTs. But as of right now, they're going through the roof. Right now, the cheapest NFT, they're called Aurorians, that you can get. They're going for like 25 SOL, which is something like $4,000. So you probably could have made quite a bit of money had you just bought these right away, if you were one of the lucky people to get in on it. In addition to the cheapest ones going for like 25 SOL, there have been 3 huge purchases that have gone on for some of the rarer Aurorians, which is kind of difficult to say. The 3 biggest ones went for 3,125 SOL, 2,400 SOL, and 2,000 SOL. So that ends up translating to about $512,000, $393,000, and $328,000, which is just crazy if you bought it for 6 Solano like a week ago. So good for those people to have gotten lucky enough to get some of the rarer ones, but I would be pretty surprised at people selling for really cheap, as there's clearly a big market for these NFTs, and we'll see what Aurori does in the future if they sell some more. This game isn't even out yet. It's a JRPG game that's going to be free to play, so even if you don't own one of these NFTs, you can still play it. And if you want to know more about it, please check out one of my earlier episodes. I think it's going to be a great game. It's beautiful. They came out with a trailer. I'll put that in the show notes down below. But definitely check out that project, as there is a lot of demand for their NFTs and for this project to come out. Now, like I said, this is being run on the Solano blockchain, and Solano also has had a really good run recently. Last year, it was trading for under $2, as pretty much no one knew about it. And especially with so many games starting to use their blockchain, their price has just gone up and up and up. So a couple months ago, it was even at $35, so huge increase. And now it's actually at $160, and for a while it was almost at $200, or might have crossed that barrier, but it's gone down just a little bit along with the rest of the market. So currently, in total market cap, it's actually 8th, which is crazy for a coin that was trading for under $2 last year, and it's really sort of come out of nowhere. And the fact that it's higher than Decentraland and some of these other gaming coins, it's certainly the top gaming coin right now, and there's a lot of use cases for it. As far as the gaming market in general, Gala's move puts it now above Alluvium, which is a game that I'm super excited about. It's probably my most anticipated game of next year. Currently, Alluvium is going for $490 a token. It briefly got up to 600 and it's sort of gone down a little bit, but also this game's not coming out for probably at least 6 months, so a lot of time to get in, and there's a lot to really be excited about this project as well. Now, as far as the top gaming market cap, that still belongs to Axie Infinity. Axie is still the king, easily. Its market cap is at $4 billion, and it has been holding steady for the last month, but their token, SLP, which is sort of the main in-game currency that people use, and that's how a lot of people make money, that has been slipping in value quite a bit. So 2 months ago, when sort of the Axie was hitting its biggest frenzy, the token SLP got up to 40 cents, which was just unbelievable. Since then, though, it's been going down at a pretty steady clip, and now it's only worth 8 cents, which is still really good. You can still earn a lot of money playing Axie Infinity, but we'll see if that keeps going down or if the hype goes up once again. Meanwhile, let's go over to OpenSea, which is one of the top NFT marketplaces. Pretty much in the world. Looking at the top NFTs that are sold for virtual worlds, so like your Decentralands and your Sandboxes, the top virtual world as far as NFTs sold does not belong to Sandbox or Decentraland, which I thought was just crazy. I was almost positive it was going to be one of those two, but it's actually a game that's called Influenceth Asteroids, which I actually have never heard about before, so I decided to look a little bit at it. Apparently, it's a space strategy MMO, and it's set in a realistic asteroid belt, and pretty much a ship ends up crash landing there after it flees from a dying Earth. So sort of a science fiction story going on there. And from what I see, most of the sales are actually asteroids that you can buy, and they each have different characteristics. I really don't know what that means, honestly. I've never heard of this game before, but I might have to do a little bit of a dive into it, as it seems like a lot of people are buying into this metaverse. On the wider scope of things, the Binance Smart Chain is really blowing up. It is currently the most used network right now as far as gaming, which is pretty incredible, and Wax is the second most used, and Ethereum is the third most used, which I was really surprised. Wax is really kind of sneaking in there. They have a great platform, to be honest. They have a good wallet and a lot of games going on there. Their main game is still probably Alien Worlds, which their coin has been doing pretty well of late, but still, with their economy, you can't make a ton of money making Alien Worlds. So I'm pretty surprised that Wax is that far ahead of Ethereum. It definitely seems like a lot of developers have been jumping on the Binance Smart Chain ship recently. But I really feel with Immutable X and what it has been doing to revolutionize the Ethereum blockchain space, that Ethereum could be in for a big year when it comes to crypto gaming. So that's pretty much our market recap and what's going on with the crypto metaverse the last few weeks. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. It really means a lot, and it really helps me to grow my audience. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!